from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. It's a full house of coughing people at emergency departments right across the region lately. At Timmins and District Hospital, emergency physician Dr. Julie Sampson says 75% of cases are for respiratory illnesses or complications from them. She says they could be secondary to not being vaccinated against the flu or COVID. So a 6 or 8 hour wait to be seen by a doctor is not unusual.
If you have symptoms of just a common cold, you're not going to be seen quicker than the patient with a chest pain or who are more sick. So unfortunately, you're at the bottom of the wait times for that.
The doctor adds that a common cold is viral, so you don't need antibiotics. There's much more in the interview on our website. Canadian health experts say the avian flu virus that infected a 13-year-old BC girl shows what they call a worrisome change in its genetic structure that could make it easier to infect humans. The girl, Canada's first case of bird flu, went into hospital on November 8th. She's now out of intensive care and off supplemental oxygen. The experts say the three genetic changes increase the ease with which the virus can bind with human airway receptors, greatly increasing the chances of infection. So far, it's not known how the girl contracted the virus. Canada's big airlines didn't rank well for on-time arrivals in 2024. Aviation analytics firm Cirium says Air Canada and WestJet were at the bottom of the North American list, with less than 72% of flights arriving within 15 minutes of the scheduled time. The most on-time airline in the world, Aeromexico, at almost 87%. Cirium officials say on-time arrivals overall increased slightly in North America last year, despite challenging weather.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.